Good news, Hoopoheads. We've got more Deadwood. Matt Solar Sites' fellow film critic Walter Chow is the author of a Walter Hill film. It turns out that in addition to all of his great films, Walter Hill directed the pilot episode of, wait for it, Deadwood. So that's why we decided this would be the perfect first installment in our recurring series, Walter on Walter.
Warriors, come out to play!
I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
Let's try it again, punk.
Is that you or me, Montana?
Money'd be on you.
Deadwood is, the pilot particularly for me, is gorgeous. It is a distillation of Walter Hill's ideas about male relationships, the relationship between Wild Bill and Seth Bullock in particular. And then there's Al Swearengen, and there's all of these different kinds of masculinity coalescing in this place that's trying to learn how to be a civilization. And it's beautifully written. David Milch is a gorgeous writer, obviously. And Hill gives it a thing that I think the rest of the series maybe lacks a little bit. As much of a all-time American masterpiece as it is, I still miss the brevity and the efficiency of action that Walter Hill brings to it. You know, the main action in the film, the only action, two actions, is one, Seth Bullock hangs a guy at the very beginning of it who is being called out for a lynching. And rather than allow the lynch mob to get him, Seth Bullock helps him die. And he says, hey, it's not far enough, the drop. I'm not going to break my neck. I'm just going to choke. And he says, step off and I'll help you fall.
I'm executing sentence now, and he's hanging under color of law.
You and your partner plan on making Deadwood, Marshal. Do not try for this scaffold.
Hey, this... Oh, that's not enough of a drop. I'll strangle for 20 minutes.
I'll help you with the drop.
And the briefness of that interaction, there's something so masculine about that. You know, all of the things that you should or shouldn't express to someone in that moment, in a moment of tension, you do and you don't through the actions and the things you promise the person. And the other moment of action is kind of a quick draw moment at the end with Seth Bullock and Wild Bill quick drawing on a guy who may have killed a whole family. And at the end of that exchange, the two of them look at each other and they have this conversation. And Bill says, was that you or me? And Bullock says, well, I put my money on you.
Get down off your horse or face the consequences.
Is that you or me, Montana?
My money'd be on you.
There's an extraordinary poetry to that. It's extraordinary. It's like something by Eugene Manlove Rhodes or something. There's some extraordinary brevity and poetry to it. And I don't think Wild Bill, he doesn't live much longer in the Deadwood series, but he never talks like that again throughout the course of that series. This is Walter Hill coming in as a guy who never can resist rewriting some parts and inserting himself a little bit, asserting his authorial presence in the pilot of Deadwood and saying, yeah, you know, this is a beautifully conceived project that I'm going to tweak and make it just a little bit finer. And it's an Emmy winner. He won the Emmy for Best Director for that.
So why didn't Hill direct more episodes of Deadwood?
Well, I think he and Milch didn't exactly see eye to eye about how the show would proceed. And sort of to boil it down to just the real reductive answer is that Deadwood is a writer's show. And Hill mm-hmm. is the director and a great writer and screenwriter, yes, but a director of action. I think Hill saw certain things in a way that was more abbreviated than Milch does. I mean, Deadwood is home of some of the great monologues in television or film history. Just Swearengen's monologues would fulfill an auditioning actor's playbook for decades. It's an amazingly written, but densely written series. And in Hill, you'll find in Hill's movies, there are very few speeches in Hill's movies. There's very few dense, even dialogue sequences. Hill kind of gets to it. And the moments of their dialogue always are expressed, I think, with action, with other things that kind of move the story along. All of his movies cook. He doesn't like what he would call the conversations by the campfire. And so Deadwood is a series, I think, that's defined by the writing. Horse Hill is, I think, more defined by the motion.
Yeah. Yeah, very well said. Walter Chow, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on a Walter Hill film, Tragedy and Masculinity, and the films of Walter Hill.
Thank you so much for having me, Doug. It was a real pleasure.
Walter Chow is a film critic and the author of A Walter Hill Film. Walter's book is also available, along with the Deadwood Bible, at Matt Solar Seitz's online bookstore, MCS Press. Find out more at wpr.org/beta.
They were a really good band. I wrote really good songs. And Art was right, you know. The songs survive.
Coming up, Vancouver punk rock pioneer and award-winning journalist John Armstrong joins us to discuss his memoir, Guilty of Everything. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.